Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic involves the animal, plant, or mineral classification of a homeopathic remedy. These three kingdoms are the traditional sources from which a remedy is made. One, of course, hears the fact repeated whenever homeopathy is explained to a newcomer, but I'll try to further enrich your understanding of this today. When a patient comes to a homeopath for a constitutional or deep-acting reception, the homeopath eventually will be looking for key characteristics during the interview, which can distinguish which of the three kingdoms the remedy is, which fits the patient. For example, if a patient has strong issues of survival, persecution, either victim or aggressor, is attention-seeking, very animated in expression, affectionate, jealous, aggressive, and has a high level or focus on sexuality, and is restless, malicious, and yet caring, this person would fit the picture of a remedy made from an animal. Some examples of an animal remedy you have heard of are sepia, lachecis, and apis, which are made from, respectively, cuttlefish, bushmaster snake, and honeybee. Someone needing a plant remedy often presents in the office describing an intense sensitivity to something, which could be the pain or discomfort of the chief complaint, or in relation to somebody else, say in the person's family, possibly in a codependent way. They can be changeable, disorganized, emotional, adaptable, and involved in music, art, or nature. Examples of plants include pulsatilla, rue's tox or poison ivy, and gelsemium or jasmine. Finally, someone who could benefit from a mineral remedy will be systematic, organized, structured, to the point, steady, similar in all situations, and can have a focus on performance, work, or what the Bombay homeopaths call structure, which can vary from basic identity through security, performance, and power. Examples of minerals include Calcarea carbonica, Natura mura or table salt, and aurum or gold. Well, thanks for listening to another Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.